This is KUT. At the beginning of our On My Block series back in October, we told the story of Anderson High School, a beacon of the black community in East Austin until its forced closure in 1971 as a part of desegregation. But Anderson wasn't the only neighborhood school to close. Keeling Junior High School did too. It was reopened in the mid-1980s as a neighborhood school with a magnet program. The tensions of the past still linger in the school's hallways. KUT's Kate McGee reports the new principal there is trying to correct some of those mistakes of the past.
Kenesha Coburn stands in the middle of the hallway in Keeling Middle School. Some students run by her. Coburn stops them, makes them go back to where they started, and walk.
They don't make eye contact with me when they're sprinting. They're like, she didn't see me, she did.
Coburn is in her second year as principal of Keeling Middle School, but she knows many of the students by name and jokes with them.
Hey, Brejean, hey, Glasgow. Y'all look tired. Food coma?
Keeling has two programs in the cafeteria, the magnet program, which accepts students from across the district, and the neighborhood school known as the academy program. One of the first things Coburn noticed was the racial division. Most of the students in the magnet program are white or Asian, and most of the students in the academy program are black or brown.
When you have an advanced academic program and the perception is that it only welcomes white and Asian students, then the message, intentional or not, to black and brown kids is, if that's what it looks like to be advanced academic, then obviously kids like me aren't.
The school is academically successful, but that success isn't equal among students. Nearly all white students pass the state standardized tests. Those numbers are much lower for African American and Hispanic students. But Coburn says that achievement gap doesn't mean black and brown students are intellectually inferior. Many of them bring issues to school that makes it more difficult to learn.
I have students who the data that you see on paper for them is a function of mental health issues, family challenges that you can't learn yet because there are these big things that you're dealing with that are getting in the way.
Coburn says the racial divide in the school today is also a reminder of Keeling's history. The mostly black school was closed in the 1970s because of forced desegregation.
You had to leave your community and go across town, and your school's name went. Like, there's a whole lot of just nasty, deep, deep history of loss, whether or not it was intended to be that way. That's the feeling.
A lot of her job is figuring out ways to get underrepresented students to realize their potential and open doors to success.
And then once you start opening them and you see students or families not walk through, you realize that it's no longer just about the door being open, but the history being so pervasive that I don't feel like I'm going to be comfortable when I walk in, so I'm not going to.
Coburn says she often pushes students into uncomfortable situations like harder classes, after-school clubs, or sports. This year, Keeling also changed its magnet admissions process, so half of the students are accepted based on their zip code.
We've always said we want all kids, but we also operated an admission system that didn't necessarily recognize kids from all over the city.
Now, both magnet and academy students can take the same elective classes, and they have advisory period together. Coburn also implemented training for teachers about microaggressions. Many of the changes are driven by teachers, who she says took it upon themselves to examine the school's history and suggest changes to improve the school for all students.
Our teachers are much more capable of and ready to collaborate across all of the lines that we have drawn in the sand. They didn't draw them. They've been drawn by other people and they've been forced to live within them.
Now, teachers can teach classes in the magnet program and the academy program too. Next fall, Coburn expects the new sixth grade class in the magnet program to look a lot more diverse. She hopes that visible change will be the start of a new chapter in Keeling's history. Kate McGee, KUT News.